Good day to you all, in the matchless name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. First of all, I am thankful to God for giving this opportunity to have give a small sermon to you all. I also want to thank respected and Reverend A.L. and his team. The message title, How Reverend A.L. Cyber Ministry is Helping Bring Us to Jesus. I am Reverend Kiran Babu, an Indian, made as a Christian by the blood of Jesus Christ. And I am made as a righteous man through his sacrifice when I got my salvation. The Lord Jesus who is in me is mightier than the person who is in the world. He does not want me to be quiet in my country. And we have been doing his work in India for some years. The moment we have started communicating with Reverend A.L. Cyber Ministry, we were really inspired by some of his web testimonies and wanted to do more service for his glory. As we want to introduce Jesus to every person in India personally, we currently concentrate in a rural area and unreached villages where the people have not heard the word of God yet. As we come to know about some information that nearly 480,000 villages never evangelized by his word, and also we have nearly 4,000 dialects, and also most unfortunate thing that these people are worshipping 330 million pagan gods. That's what made us to concentrate on these villages and rural places to bring Jesus to all. As an apostle Paul says, that woe is me if I don't preach the gospel. We together with the help of Reverend A.L.'s Cyber Ministry, visiting every village and unreached places with good news of Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and touching every heart with the good news, distributing New Testament tracts, not only in the villages, remote areas, but also in the railway stations, bus stations, prisons, and hospitals, to make them to know about the love of Jesus Christ, to make them to know about a real God, and to prepare them as disciples of Jesus, according to the word of God. Mark chapter 16, verse 15 says, Go ye into all the world and preach the good news to all creation. And also, according to Matthew 28 and chapter 9, verse 19, Go therefore and make disciples of all nations. How can we preach unless we are sent? According to Romans chapter 10 and verse 15. That is what we are getting help from Reverend A.L. Cyber Ministry to spread the gospel to all the Indian people, and also the people who have not yet been reached with the word which has a power in it. As they are worshipping lifeless stones, trees and pagan gods, that is a great burden in our hearts and on our shoulders to let them know the real God who died for all of us and to give us eternal life. As we have reached so many Hindus and other religion people who have already accepted Jesus as their personal Savior by the help of Lord Jesus Christ and by the support of Reverend A.L.'s Cyber Ministry, still we have a lot of burden on our shoulders for India. As I want to give you a simple example, the most of the people in the world, more than 99%, know the taste of coffee soon after their breakfast. But so many did not taste the real God and His love, compassion, His sacrifice and loving kindness. As we have reached so many souls personally in the open-air meetings through the distribution of Bible tracts by the help of Reverend A.L. Cyber Ministry. Reverend A.L., the brother who has been introduced by God to us just to preach the good news to all the people, those who are not yet reached with the good news. And Reverend A.L. has a lot of burden for the spreading gospel to all over the world. He gives his full support to do more and more work in India and among the poorest of the poor people and for the dying souls. Really, God showed Reverend A.L.'s Cyber Ministry to spread his gospel all over in India to every nook and a corner. We need your prayers for us to have a lot of desire to reach these unknown people with the good news. We need your prayer support. According to James 5:16 says that the prayer of the righteous is powerful and effective. We all are on our knees to plead for his mercy on Reverend A.L.'s Cyber Ministry and to pour out his blessings on this ministry, and also to support India more and more to bring gospel to everyone in India, the country which is in the need of gospel. Thank you for giving this opportunity. We pray for you all. Please pray for us and for our work in India. God bless you all. God bless you abundantly.